Hey, today is 8/7/87. Texas Emergency Hospital, date of visit 8/5. Dr. Hammeke, Hammeke. First patient, JW, 23-year-old, with arm pain after was scratched by chicken wire, left with before triage. She said they didn't have time to wait. They went to a different emergency room. She got tetanus and antibiotic, doing fine. Next patient is BP, 3-year-old with bumps on the head after hitting a table. It was a small puncture wound. Patient was watched for a close head injury. None was noted. Was sent home. Family was happy with the care received. Next patient is AW, 23-year-old female with toothache. Was given Amoxil, left message. She called me later. She said she liked the doctor and has an appointment with the dentist. Next patient is LB, 2-year-old with a bead in his nose, per mom. The doctor looked, nothing was found. Send the child home, left message for them to call back. Next patient is CG, 38-year-old with roach in her ears, and she did have roach in her ear, a roach in her ear, which was removed and treated with the antibiotic and Ciprodex. Her phone wasn't accepting any calls. Next patient is LS, 71-year-old with the skin cancer surgery. They couldn't stop the bleeding. Patient left against medical advice, but during the evaluation, he said that the bleeding had already slowed down and they didn't want to wait any longer. Next patient is, right now the bleeding is just fine. Next patient is MP, 42-year-old with UTI. Dr. Hammeke did CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and UCG. Treated the patient with Septra DS. She appreciated the thoroughness of her care. Next patient is HM, 48-year-old with pain in her shoulder and chest. CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, EKG, D-dimer, BNP, all negative, treated with IV Pepcid, sent home with Pepcid, doing fine, like the doctor very much. Next patient is ES, 19-year-old with vomiting, fever, chills, body ache. Was treated with Zofran, Toradol, Protonix in the emergency room, given Rocephin for UTI, CBC, CMP, negative, UA showed UTI. And H. pylori, CT the abdomen was negative, sent home with Zofran, Amoxil, Flagyl, Prevacid, doing great. Appreciated the doctor very much. Next patient is NH, 25-day child with wheezing. Mom was concerned because the baby wasn't eating, but they fed the baby in the emergency room and the baby did great. And mom said that the baby has had no problems. No other workup was done. The mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is T, 43-year-old woman passed out from heat, was given IV fluids. CBC, CMP, TSH, CT of the head, C-spine, and T-spine were all negative. In the emergency room, had Norflex and Toradol prescribed. Patient was on Synthroid, but had quit taking her Synthroid for some time. Dr. Hammeke, Hammeke, ordered TSH over 50. Subsequently placed patient on Synthroid 200 microgram once a day after she received 200 microgram dose in the emergency room. Please note, big letters, the Synthroid, if a patient has been off Synthroid for some time, the 200 microgram starting dose is a whopping dose. Please consider starting at a much lower dosage and working that up on a weekly basis. Next patient, it can cause a tachycardia and atrial fibrillation. Next patient is AA, 17-year-old with fever, aches, and vomiting. Swab test negative, potassium 3.2. Was treated for URI, but no antibiotics, doing better. Next patient is OM, 59-year-old with weakness and a cut on the head. Blood pressure elevated. Patient appeared delusional. The doctor ordered lab tests, including cardiac workup, aspirin, acetaminophen level, tox screen, which were all okay. Patient in the emergency room received Ativan and magnesium and clindamycin along with irbesartan to control the blood pressure. Was sent home with losartan, metoprolol, and Protonix. No number was left in the emergency room. Next patient is BR, 23-year-old female, 25 weeks pregnant, complaining of itching, was treated with Benadryl and cortisone cream, doing well. The itching is now gone. Appreciate the doctor very much. Next patient is DS, 17-year-old with drainage from his ear, diagnosed with superative acute otitis media, treated with Augmentin. Mom said he's doing fine, and they were happy with the care. Next patient is J.S., 24-year-old with body ache, shortness of breath, after being in a motorcycle accident. The doctor ordered CT of the head, CT of the chest with IV contrast, CT abdomen with IV contrast, and CBC, BMP, and a cardiac workup, which were all negative. And the patient was sent home, but no one answered the phone. The workup was fantastic and quite impressive. Next patient is NP, 74-year-old, comes in with thrown up blood pressure 88 over 60, increased LFTs, increased lactate, CT showing SBO with colitis. Patient was transferred. The granddaughter wasn't happy with the care because they didn't let her get back there fast enough. But the care was excellent and timely. Patient, Dr. Hemeke had a hard time finding a place that would accept the patient, but finally patient was transferred to Methodist, where she is at this time, being treated for sepsis, the granddaughter told me. Next patient is TR, 74-year-old with weakness, blood pressure was stable, no orthostasis noted, cardiac workup negative, CBC, CMP negative, cardiac workup repeat negative, lactate negative, CT of the head, chest x-ray negative, D-dimer BNP negative, UAUDS, CT of the chest for PE negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG negative. Her phone wasn't accepting any. Her number wasn't accepting any phone calls today. Next patient is CV, 32-year-old woman, fell on her knee, x-rays negative, diagnosed with sprain. She called me later and she said she liked the doctor very much. Next patient is ES, 63-year-old with cut on the hand after she was cutting a watermelon, but her blood pressure was quite elevated. I'm talking about 210 over 130. Dr. H did a complete workup, including UDS, UA. Patient had been on blood pressure medication and stopped it. CT of the chest, CT of the abdomen, CT of the head, cardiac workup, they were all negative. Patient was sent home with her blood pressure medication. And she said she's doing fine. The patient said, I'm doing fine, but I haven't checked my blood pressure. SN, 49-year-old male with abdominal pain and the blood in the BM. CBC, CMP, CT were all negatives. Treated with Zofran and Toradol and sent home. Left message for patient to call me back. Overall, Dr. Hemeke does a fantastic job taking care of her patients. Her charts are easy to read, easy to understand. She even explains why a patient left AMA and does a great workup. on her patients, and the patients appreciate her care. If anything, some of this workup could be switched to the hospitalist and have them take care of some of these sicker patients. We'll discuss with you individually. So that's it.